Good morning, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Welcome. You're listening to Get Active on Z100, New York's hit music station. I'm your host, Kevin Burke. Each Sunday morning at this time, Get Active Profiles, a non-for-profit or charity making a difference in your community. Our topic this week is Friends of the Children New York, and with us we have Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
So, Gary, what does Friends of the Children do?
Friends of the Children is a program that is empowering youth to break the cycle of poverty. Now, imagine if you're a youth and you're born to a single mother, and the mother might have been impacted by the foster care system, and maybe your father is impacted by the criminal justice system, and you have three other siblings. You're gonna it's gonna be really hard for you to have the resources for you to be successful. And here come, and then this is where Friends of Children comes in. What we do, we provide a full-time, paid professional mentor to the most marginalized families and kids in our communities. And what I mean by being marginalized is families that have been impacted by the criminal justice system, where one or both parents are maybe incarcerated, substance abuse is in a home, domestic violence is in a home. And we select the most at-risk kids that face those challenges. And then we match them with this paid mentor, and we pay our mentor. This is the mentor's full-time job. So it's a 40-hour-a-week job. Every mentor has 8 kids, and they work with each kid for 4 hours. And we stay with them from the age of 4 to 6 all the way until they graduate from high school. So for 12 and a half years, we're partnering with the families to empower their kids to break the cycle of poverty.
So this is a program that works. I mean, you spend a lot of money doing stats on, you know, what's happening with the kids in the program. And you have like 94% of the kids don't go to jail. 95% of the kids don't have a teenage pregnancy. 91% of the kids graduate high school, and 98% of the kids stay in school, as opposed to like 24% just for the New York State dropout rate. 96% of the kids pass the regents. That's something a lot of parents would be interested in. And once they get in the program, Friends of the Children, 94% of the kids stay in the program. So obviously the program works and the kids like it. And what you're doing with Friends of the Children that a lot of other mentor programs don't do is, as you mentioned, Gary, number one is you pay your mentors. They're professionals. And number two, you're going to stay with these kids for over 12 years to make sure they graduate from high school. And that's why your program works, right?
Yep, you have it. So and it all started with Duncan Campbell. So Duncan Campbell was born in Portland, Oregon. So the program started in Portland, Oregon 26 years ago. And Duncan had his own story where he grew up with his father was in and out of jail. And he always wanted to have a positive role model in his life. Duncan went on to be a very successful business plan man. And he went to researchers at Portland State University. And he said, if I wanted to help the most vulnerable kids in the community, what do I have to do? And they said, well, you need a long term positive adult role model. And then he created Friends of the Children.
Now, the founder, Duncan Campbell, this program is so successful. It's not just in New York. It's really across the country. You actually know the founder, right?
I do know the founder, yes.
And you have your own story about gangs. Tell us about that.
I do have my own story. So I was originally born in Jersey. My parents divorced early on, and my mother left and moved to Inglewood, California. And I eventually ended in Inglewood, California. And this was Inglewood during the late 80s, early 90s, and I became involved in gangs. And I had 6 friends die when I was in high school. But I had a coach, Coach Biggs, who came into my life. And I remember one day I had a gun pointed at me, and I'm not sure why the person didn't pull the trigger. But I had a gun pointed at me, and you know, obviously it scared me. And I went to Coach and said, you know, I think that it has to be something better than this. And Coach was just stuck by me. He said, I'm going to help you get out of this situation. So, you know, he really helped me leave the gang and really helped me put my life back together. And I went on to get a football scholarship and went on to college and did that. But I always remember Coach Biggs. And I actually bought a house right next door to the Friends of the Children office in Portland. And that's how I discovered it. And when I met Duncan, we were like kindred spirits. I mean, we just had a similar childhood. And after a year of being with friends, he said, you're never going to leave. He said, you're always going to be here. And now it's 11 years later. I'm here. And for me, you know, I was in Portland, Oregon, and this model is so special and so innovative. I wanted to bring this home back to the East Coast. And so that's what made me come back here to become the executive director.
You're the executive director. I was going to say, now, one of the things about this guy, Duncan Campbell, was he was born poor, but he was a very successful businessman. And when he got his money, he just didn't throw money at it and say, you know, there we go, write it your check. He said, let's do some research. Let's find out what works. Mm. And just as your story, Gary, he said a long-term relationship, that's key, and a caring adult. That's what changed your life around, and that's what works for these kids. And it's very successful, the program here, right? I mean, it changes thousands of kids' lives, right?
Thousands of kids' lives, yes. Thousands of kids across the country. Here in New York City, right now, we're serving 204 kids. We launched a campaign to double the number of kids that we serve, and we're looking for kids that have been impacted by the foster care system and the criminal justice system. Can you imagine if you age out of the foster care system and you don't have a lot of supports, and now you have your own kids between the age of 4 and 6, who are you going to call on? Who's going to help you? There's one story that had, you know, a parent, she had 5 kids, and she just got her kids back from the foster care system, and her car broke down. And when her car broke down, she was unable to get to her work. And then she was going to get fired. And when she got fired, she did get fired. When she got fired from work, then she couldn't pay her rent. And because she couldn't pay her rent, she was probably going to lose her kids. So her 5 kids were going to get placed back into foster care system. And what the friend did, the friend helped her find housing.
That's the mentor.
The paid mentor helped her find housing. They got her connected to another job again. And meanwhile, they still worked with the child they were working with. And her kids were able to stay home. And so instead of more kids going back into the foster care system and really interrupting their life and being traumatized by being involved in the system, the kids were able to stay home and the kids can continue to do well in school. And that's really how the program works.
So really, it's changing people's lives, making a dramatic difference. And that's the value of a professional mentor who knows what to do,
yes,
as opposed to a volunteer who may have the best of intentions, but doesn't really know what to do.
You have it. I mean, to me, you know, I think when people think about poverty, a lot of time they think about poverty and they say all the kids are the same. But poverty is really different tiers of poverty. So there's great programs that can help kids maybe in tier one. But those kids that are in tier four that have the most risk factors, they need a different type of intervention. And that's where a professional mentor comes in at.
And I know, and that's one of the things that your organization, Friends of the Children, does. You specifically target those high-risk kids. As you mentioned, there's lots of problems with poverty, all kinds of problems. But you do a lot of analysis, and you come up with the 3 big dream killers. One is they drop out of high school, they drop out of school. 2 is they get involved in jail and crime. And 3, the teenage pregnancy. And you specifically go after those to address those problems to make sure that that doesn't kill the dream, right?
Yes, because basically those three factors really contribute to the cycle of poverty. So if you don't have a high school diploma, if you maybe have a child too young, all of a sudden you have the burden of raising a child at a very young age and you have a low income. And then if you have a record, imagine it's hard to get a job. And that's where the cycle starts. And then you have a continuing cycle because if your parent doesn't have that resource, you're probably going to maybe end up like them. And so that's where the intervention needs to happen early on. So that's the big part of it. You need to start early so you get in front of it before certain things set in. And you stay with the child for the long haul. So it's for 12 and a half years. Because this is not just a 1 year. Sometimes people come in for 1 year and they leave. And that can actually do more harm than good because we're talking about a population that is slow to trust. So that 12 and a half years is so important.
We have somebody else in the studio I want to bring in. That's Jason, the program director. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How you doing?
So, Jason, you're the program director, and you actually have a master's in NYU. So you're, like, professionally trained to really address this issue, right?
Yeah, you know, and that's why, you know, and just being in this work for as long as I have and also having the academic background, I can tell you just how important this long-term concept really is. You know, I've had the opportunity to work at some really, really great nonprofits around the New York area, specifically in Harlem. And as great as all of these organizations were, one of the things that I always talk to myself about is, you know, if I had more time with the kids that I had a chance to work with. And, you know, this idea of having 12 and a half years, this idea of being with the child from the time that they're at their formative ages, you know, in kindergarten all the way up until they get that high school diploma, you can accomplish so much. And it really does speak to some of the great work our mentors do. You know, our mentors, K-5 mentors, our childhood program mentors work with a roster of 8 kids. And so one of the great parts about this is that they get to learn each child individually, learn what are the things the child responds to, what are the areas for them to work on. And then our teen program mentors who work with our 6th through 12th grade population work with a roster of 10 kids. And so really also, as Gary said, we spend 4 hours a week with each one of our achievers. And so 2 of those hours are spent in the classroom, particularly with our K through five, really partnering with the school and partnering with the different stakeholders of the kids in the school. And we focus on what we call the ABCs, which is attendance, behavior, and course performance. And so our mentors are really deeply involved in making sure that they identify who the stakeholders are, who are the kids, who are the other, adults who are really invested in the kid, and building strong partnerships with them to form communities around these kids.
So really, you have different programs for different ages. Like when they're young, you have one program. When they get to be teenagers, it's a different program. So you're really adapting to what the kids need when they need it in their life.
Absolutely. And getting to grow and learn what those kids need as they go through the program. You know, what the child needs when he's in kindergarten is very different than when they need when they're in 10th and 11th grade.
And you must have seen a lot of kids, like when these kindergarten kids, they don't even realize the threats that they're facing, right? I mean, they're like unaware of it. And then you must have also seen, because the program's been around in New York now for a while, the kids who've graduated and have gone through the program and starting to come back. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've had roughly about five graduating classes right now, and it's just so great to see the kids come back and for the mentors to see them grow. You know, when kids come back, often after they've graduated and gone on to whether it's enrolling in school or getting employment or enlisting, one of the things they always talk about is just what friends did for them over the course of their lives. Pinnacle points in their life where friends were there to show them the right way, to be patient with them, to teach them and guide them, and having that and something consistent over the course of so many years, you know, is just hearing kids talk about the impact that that has had and watching them see that success and wanting to pay that forward when they're now of age is just huge.
I mean, these kids gotta have trust issues. I mean, you know, if you're young and all of a sudden, for no fault of your own, mom and dad are gone, maybe they're dead, maybe they're in jail, maybe they have mental health problems, and you're sitting there going, the world is a dangerous place, you know, and who can I trust? And to have that consistent person in your life
absolutely
for 12 years who's there no matter what. And that's one of the unique things about your organization, Friends of the Children. You do not give up on these kids, right?
Absolutely not. And so we always say that, you know, whenever you walk through the doors or wherever we sign you on, we are with you regardless of what's going on, regardless of what's happening. You know, we know that these kids are going to face incredible obstacles over the course of these 12 and a half years. And our job is to make sure that regardless of what obstacles that they face, they know that they have somebody stable and somebody who's in their corner.
I know, and you must have seen, like, you know, like young kids whose really life's been changed by this, like little kids, kids in kindergarten, who really would be lost without the program.
Absolutely. You know, I think definitely one of the big things is that with kids, and particularly the kids that we're dealing with, as you kind of intimated, there's so many different things that are thrown at them. And there's so many different barriers that they have to overcome. And sometimes having that stable force and able to overcome those gives them the confidence, empowers them to know that when the next barrier comes, that they have the ability to get through that.
I know we have one of the friends in the studio, and that's Adana. Good morning, Adana.
Good morning.
So you're actually a program manager, but you're also a friend or a mentor. Tell us what it's like to be a friend or a mentor.
Well, to be a friend and a mentor is just an amazing experience. My kids definitely have told me so much, but being able to juggle both the program manager and a mentor, it can be challenging, but it's definitely a rewarding experience.
And again, what does it take to be a friend or a mentor? I mean, how would somebody go about, you know, doing that?
Well, one, it takes definitely patience. It takes definitely education and skill in order to really be able to assess the situations of what your families are going through, and being able to provide services and resources so that they can be empowered and continue to just move on until the next challenge comes. But really being able to build that relationship, that's what we do at Friends of the Children.
And really one of the things that you do is that you actually are trained to spot issues, whether the family has maybe a gang issue, maybe they have a drug issue, maybe they have a mental health issue, and you don't really go and solve it yourself. You team up with professionals who know how to deal with that. So you bring somebody in who knows how to solve that problem so you can get past that and continue to be the friend and mentor and put them on the right path to success. And you must have seen that, right?
Oh, I definitely have. And I am actually a licensed social worker, so I'm able to, you know, assess to see what they're going through in their situations and be able to connect them with different resources.
And you must have seen, like, lives change, like young people or even older people, where it could have been so easy to fall into one of those traps, exactly what your organization, Friends of the Children, goes after, like, you know, dropping out of high school or getting involved and going to jail or, you know, your teen pregnancy. And you must have really changed people's lives. You must have seen that happen, right?
Oh, definitely. I have one of my kids who her mother was actually involved in the criminal justice system as well as the shelter system. And one of our components of our program is we're here to eradicate generational poverty. And unfortunately, she saw herself in the same situation as when she was a kid with both of her kids. And then I definitely assisted her with, you know, finding resources for things such as therapy, for school education. One of the kids, she wasn't able to read and she wasn't able to identify letters. And I saw that while working with her. And so we used one of our resources for a lawyer agency that we connected her with so that she'd be able to go to a school that better fits her needs and have it paid for by the Department of Education, which was great. And now that child is just flourishing. She's more confident. She's receiving 100s on her tests. And they also were able to find housing because they were in the shelter system at one point as well. And they were able to find housing. Mom was able to find a job. And so really being able to assess the different needs that she has and providing them with resources so that they can get out of their situation.
So they really changed somebody's life. I just want to tell any listeners just tuning in, they're listening to Z100. This is Get Active. We're talking with Friends of the Children. We're speaking with Adana. We're talking with Jason and Gary, and I also want to bring in somebody else who's on the board of directors, and that's Pete. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
So, Pete, how did you get involved with Friends of the Children?
About 9 or 10 years ago, I went to one of the galas. A friend from law school had brought me to the gala, and one of the mothers of the children got up and started talking about how this program had changed the lives. She had 3 kids in the program. And I remember listening to her and just literally just crying in the middle of this gala, you know, with friends around. And then I kept going to the gala, and actually I was working in government at the time, so I didn't really have that much money to put towards the gala. But my friend from law school kept sponsoring me to go. And eventually, when I could, I went on to the board, and they were nice enough to have me join the board at first without probably some of the funds that are needed to be on a great board like this. And that's how I got started.
I know you're an ex-prosecutor, Pete.
That's
right. So really, if Friends of the Children didn't exist, some of these kids you may end up putting in jail, right?
I know. I started as a prosecutor and then went to a firm, and now I have my own firm. But I remember when I was at the firm, an epiphany where we used to do like a moot court. We'd have the kids come in and we'd act like prosecutor and defense attorney and judge, and all the kids would get excited about playing, and we'd role play a petty larceny or something like that. But I remember looking around, and a few of these kids, you know, maybe 7, 8, 9, 10, just missing teeth, having very basic stuff that they didn't have. And it's weird to say, it was like an epiphany, like this, something like a dental program is so far beyond what concerns them. And I remember thinking, like, this is what basic needs are about. They're not about some of the things that we think are basic needs.
I know you also have your own firm. What kind of law do you practice now?
I do personal injury and criminal. It's Culp Law. I went from being a prosecutor to doing litigation and some criminal defense.
So if somebody wanted to find you as a lawyer?
Yeah, you could go on www.culplaw.com if you really wanted to.
Now, Gary, Friends of the Children is really being recognized by a lot of, you know, special people. I mean, Michael Jordan has given a multi-million-dollar donation, and he says that what stood out about Friends of the Children was that they employ and train their mentors, just as you mentioned, Gary, and they commit to every child for 12 years. And he said that basically he wanted to see that kind of potential realized in those kids. So really, your organization is making a terrific difference.
Very much so. And we have Michael Jordan. We have Russell Wilson in Seattle. Here in New York, we have J.J. Johnson, who's a very renowned chef. And so people are starting to, you know, recognize Friends of the Children and really people are recognizing that you need some long-term solutions. These are not simple problems that we're talking about here. I think here in New York, we're thinking about criminal justice reform, and we're realizing that we've done some things that we shouldn't have done, and even in the foster care system, we reduced the amount of kids that are in the foster care system because we're doing more preventive service, and that's what really Friends of Children is really preventing something from happening instead of waiting. And we know what's going to happen is really trying to get in front of that, having that early on intervention, and really preventing people from going and starting a cycle of poverty.
Now, really, this is really you're really focusing on the people in most need, and that would be in Harlem and the South Bronx of New York, right? So the people listening to the show probably don't need the help, but they probably know people that do. And the people who most need it probably never heard of your organization, Friends of the Children. So if somebody wanted to refer them or get them involved, how could they do that?
So you can go on our website, friendsnewyork.org. We launched a $17 million campaign to double the number of kids that we serve. We raised about $5 million of that, so we're almost a third there. So we need your help because we really want to help more kids. Right now we're serving 204 kids, and we want to double that. And what doubling that is going to do, we want to serve 30% of the kids that have been impacted by the foster care system and the criminal justice system that live in Harlem and the South Bronx. And so we need your help.
And again, it's a life-changing organization, and it's free to the kids, right?
Free to the kids, 100%. So if a kid wants to join a music class, all the extracurricular activities, we pay for those things. The mentors have a budget where they're taking kids around and doing activities, exposing them to activities they wouldn't necessarily be exposed to. And they basically use the city as their classroom.
I know, Jason, one of the things that you actually mentioned is that the mentors, which you call friends, both help the kids in school, but they also have a relationship outside of school as well. And that's something that you train the mentors to do, right?
Absolutely. And so all of our friends work with the achievers on what we call our core assets. And so these are things relating to self-determination, self-management, hope and belonging, finding your spark, perseverance and grit. And so all the outings or community excursions that they go on are really built around, again, first what the achievers like to do, their interests, as Gary said, whether it's dance, whether it's basketball, you know, whether it's chess, but also in developing these kind of really critical elements that will take them through the rest of their lives. And so we really focus on that, as well as focusing on what we call our roadmap goals. And so these goals are really focused on five key areas, which is school success, social emotional development, planning and skills for the future, making good choices, and improved health. And so we make sure that we train the friends that every outing, no matter what specifically that child likes to do, we're working on developing these skills in these different areas.
So you guys, Friends of the Children, spend a lot of money doing the research. Everything you just mentioned is a very highly structured, proven way to get kids
absolutely
success and independence. And it's not like you're jamming it down their throat. You're going to go to Wall Street and you're going to do this.
No.
You're basically building their character and helping them find themselves, helping them find their talents and their gifts. And you have the mentors specifically trained to do that. So these kids want to do it. They really love it. And that's why a lot of them come back. And they do come back, right?
Absolutely. And so this is all organic. And so, again, we always talk about that the kids should be driving in a lot of ways these interactions. We want to make sure that we're getting to learn kids and learn what drives them, learn what they're interested in. And all of these things that we're working on, we don't ever want it to feel as if, you know, they're being lectured into kids or they're being forced with kids. These are all things that our mentors are trained to do organically with them that are going to take them through the rest of their lives.
And no, Adonner, I wanted to speak with you because you really must have seen a lot of these challenges these children face. And it's got to break your heart to see these, you know, something tragic that happens to some child's life. And, you know, it's so easy for them to fall into the cycle of poverty, you know. And then, you know, with a little bit of guidance from a professional mentor like yourself, you can change the direction of their lives.
Absolutely. And also sometimes during the challenges that your children face, it may trigger you. That happens to our mentors as well, that some of their situations that the achievers face within their family dynamic, sometimes it may bring up something in the mentor. And so really being able to provide self-care for yourself, because these situations can be very challenging.
So one of the things you're really training them is grit, right? Perseverance, where, you know, yeah, you got to be able to take a punch, but get back up and keep going.
Absolutely.
And that's not something that, you know, everybody just knows how to do, right? I mean, with a little bit of guidance, they can actually learn that, right?
Absolutely. And sometimes they don't see it on an everyday basis.
And you must have seen it. You must have seen it change people's lives, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also, you know, a lot of my parents, they'll come to me and they say, you know, I don't know what we would do if it wasn't for Friends of the Children. I hear that a lot. And they really just thank me for being there and being consistent, because that's something that they may not see all the time. So it's really important for me to be a presence there, and also just being consistent with my families and letting them know that Friends of the Children is here. Even if, say, I move on, they're part of an organization, and that's what's important.
And Peter, I wanted to ask you, you're on the board of directors. I mean, you could have, you know, as a successful attorney, you could have done a lot of organizations. Why was it Friends of the Children? Why was that the one that you chose to get involved with?
I think, you know, I did some organizations before, and I felt like, without mentioning them, I felt like we were attacking problems that were already too far gone, right? Whether it's homeless shelters and stuff. And when I came across this, it's a program that starts early and can make a difference. And you can see that difference in these kids. And particularly now, I wanted to say, you mentioned Michael Jordan. I really do believe we have the Michael Jordan of teams. Gary's new, not to the program, but new as director here in New York. And comes with, you know, I'm a stat guy, Major League Baseball stat guy, right? But Gary, Jason come each week, or come, you know, to board meetings and say, here's our stats. And they show us the good stats, the bad stats, and they tell us what's getting affected, what's not working, what is working. And it's really a measurable difference. And you see these kids from pre-K kindergarten to a girl we had not too long ago, was valedictorian of her high school and went off to Syracuse. So you see the results.
And I got to tell you, a little bit of money when they're like 5 and 6 years old goes so long. I mean, the stats you have, it's like it saves the community like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, no police, no jail, no criminal justice system, no, you know, teenage pregnancies, a little bit of money. So it's really amazing. So really, Gary, as the executive director, this organization, Friends of the Children, works. I mean, it really, really works. What kind of help can our listeners do to help your organization?
Well, one, you can look on our website. You can contact us. We have events every spring. We have a big gala. So you can come to the gala. We invite you there. You can come down. You can volunteer. And, of course, you can donate. I mean, the more money you give, the more kids that we can serve.
What's the website?
It's friendsnewyork.org.
And, again, you're on a big campaign right now to raise a lot of money. Tell us about that.
We are. So we're on a campaign to double the number of kids that we serve over the next 5 years. And we launched a $17 million campaign. We raised about $5 million of that. Conrad and Hilton Foundation kicked in. The Pinkerton Foundation is helping us. Michael Jordan has contributed. So what other ways can you ever say that you joined Michael Jordan in doing something? So
that's
this is a way
right, to
join Michael Jordan doing something. Yes.
Right. We're going to end the show. Jason, I wanted to ask you, do you want to say anything in closing? You're really one of the program directors. You know how this works?
Yeah. You know, I just want to say that I truly believe in this organization. You know, as I said earlier, you know, working with youth and particularly in the Harlem area has been one of my passions, and just coming to this organization and seeing the drive of everyone involved, you know, it continues to keep my passion going. And for anyone really looking for an organization that really is transformative for the kids in Harlem, South Bronx, and has the potential to be transformative all over New York, I can't think of a better organization in my experience, both professionally and academically, than Friends of the Children.
And Donna, I wanted to ask you, we're going to have to wrap the show up in a couple of minutes. You must have seen how it really, it's got to break your heart to see what's going on with some of these kids and how you change their lives, right?
Yes, it definitely does. And someone who has grown up in poverty myself, I see myself in my kids. And so that really also drives my work and drives my purpose in making sure that, you know, they do better for themselves, and for them to see someone who looks like them, who is professional, who's educated, to be able to make it out and be able to be somebody. And it's great for them to see that up close and personal.
That's fantastic. And Pete, again, you're a lawyer who's involved with the organization, Friends of the Children. You're on the board. Gary, you got to wrap the show up in about 30 seconds. What do you want to say in closing?
Yeah, I want to say, you know, I did start as a friend 11 years ago, and I saw a 5-year-old kid that had like a hardened look on his face and in his eyes. And through the course of me working with him over 3 years, you just see a sparkle turn back into that child's eyes. And to me, that's what it's all about. I mean, to me, we talk about stats. We could talk about, you know, how many kids we keep away from jail. But to me, to see a kid be a kid and to be able to grow up with hope in their eyes is what it really this model is all about.
Give out the website again.
So friends.org. So friendsnewyork.org.
So Gary, Adana, Jason, Pete, thanks for a great show. This is Kevin for Get Active. Sign off until the same time next week. And now let's get back to the music. Take care.